Welcome to the Healthcare Leadership Experience Radio Show with your host, Lisa Miller. Lisa is an entrepreneur, inventor, advisor, and founder of Vi Healthcare Consulting, the leading healthcare advisory and analytics firm, helping hospitals accelerate their margin improvement goals. Lisa loves to think differently and collaborates with leaders and their teams to solve challenges and to create new, innovative approaches that impact the clinical and business side of healthcare. Our show will bring you leaders and innovators within healthcare and across multiple industries. Be a part of the discussion that will give you a unique perspective, deep insights, and roadmaps to successfully help you navigate the clinical, financial, and operations of healthcare. Your show starts now.
Hello, you're listening to the Healthcare Leadership Experience on Healthcare Now Radio. I'm your host, Lisa Miller. Welcome to the show. Today, I'm here with Jim Furch, founder and CEO of Simplify OR, and we are going to have a fascinating conversation about all things OR, bill-only management, high-cost implants, and probably one of the most exciting technologies that I've seen in years, and had the opportunity to talk with Jim a few times and see what he's working on. And I think he's really on the cutting edge of helping hospitals manage implants and bill only. So Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate your time today.
Great. So I think how we can kick this off is if you can tell everyone about who you are, like your career journey, which I think when I learned about you, was so interesting because I think it's just a combination of your career, your experiences that really led you to develop such an important piece of technology that's providing some great services to the ORs and for hospitals throughout the country. So can you share your career journey with us?
I sure can. So I want to date myself a little bit here, Lisa. Do you remember the dictation tank line by Dictaphone?
Yes, I do.
I used to be the production planner for that in Melbourne, Florida. And there's where I really started my lean / supply chain journey and really developed just-in-time techniques for manufacturing the tank line for Dictaphone there. From there, I moved over to Rockwell Collins and I bought Custom Logic semiconductors. And I thought, great, I'm moving into purchasing. This is high tech. And when I got into purchasing, they batched an, remember an AS400?
Yes, I do.
Weekly, we batched our AS400 for purchase requisitions. So on Monday morning, everybody got a stack about a foot thick of requisitions, triplicate. And the goal was to either place them or cancel them by weekend. So I thought, as a Custom Logic buyer, that's not what I wanted to do. So I took home the AS400 basic programming logic book and taught myself how to code on the AS400. And in three months, I automated my purchasing process. So when I came in Monday morning, I had one slip of paper on my desk instead of a stack a foot thick that really had a couple exceptions. I had to fix in the item master file, force those out, and I was done purchasing by like 8:30 on Monday morning. So from there, I moved into another industry, aftermarket automotive, up in northern Alabama. And we went from a push system to a pull system on SAP. And my supply base through to my distribution centers, we had two distribution centers where we pushed out about $180 million annually in aftermarket automotive parts. I developed a demand-driven scheduling module. So all the work centers, we knew what the demand was, we knew what our average throughput was, and the supervisors could walk around the shop and allocate employees where needed. And that really helped out show visibility of the demand on the pull system. From there, I moved into Rexnord. I was a corporate supply chain guy with a team of five individuals, Six Sigma Lean guys, and we went out and to the march of quality, delivery, and cost, improved processes for the Rexnord facilities. And we implemented a software there that streamlined the order to manufacture process, which I thought was great because it really just streamlined everything and made it nice and smooth. And that's where I started actually looking at healthcare. And I moved into a purchasing role, director of supply chain for a healthcare system in northern Alabama. That's where I really started to understand the procurement side of healthcare, if you will. You know, we have GPOs where we manage our contracts for med-surg supplies. A lot of IDNs and hospital networks out there manage their implant contracts independent, perhaps, of those contracts. But I think a main sticker for everybody, or a pain point for everybody, Lisa, is how we document implant cases.
So I just want to take a step back for a minute, because this is such the classic case of intrapreneurship. And it's a topic that I really love, because there's so many entrepreneurs within organizations that really move their organization to a next level, whether for process or ensuring any kind of leakage. And these are the kind of things that we want to encourage people to do, to be entrepreneurs, to do that in an organization. And later on this year, we're going to be doing a larger segment on intrapreneurship, which I think the innovation and the creativity and the willingness of leadership to say, here's some money, go think through some of your challenges and create some things, I think would have some of the biggest gains for hospitals. So I just love your story, because you are an intrapreneur, and obviously you're an entrepreneur as well, but entrepreneurs solve problems and challenges. And it's just so fascinating that every place you've been able to see a bottleneck. You've been able to see a manual process, things that take so much time that are tactical, not strategic, and figure out a way using technology and smart processes to, like, you know, instead of spending days, you've shrunk it to hours. And that's what we want to do. We want to encourage our people who are on the front lines to do that as well. So this is why I was so excited today. And the OR is a passion of mine. High cost implants, bill onlys, that's the work that we work in day in and day out, helping our hospitals save money. It's an enormous pain point. So why did you start, or why did you build Simplify OR? If you can kind of go through your story about, you know, why, and maybe just roll right into what is Simplify OR, why that solution is different and unique and can help hospitals.
Yeah. Great question. Thank you. So like I said, I was a supply chain director at a healthcare system for about 13 years. Daily, we had issues relative to chasing charge numbers, cases being done outside of implant contract costs, and just daily conversations trying to get POs back to vendor reps. And the process is very, very fragmented and siloed. We have materials management systems in healthcare. We have electronic medical records in healthcare. We have implant vendor contracts. And today, none of those are connected, Lisa. They're all siloed systems. So we're not, you know, from my background, I looked at that process, and then I went to the marketplace trying to find something that solved the interoperability problems that we have between implant vendor contracts, materials management systems, and EMRs. And there were some fragmented software solutions out there, but they didn't solve the whole problem. And I think I have a unique experience on it, Lisa. I'm not a domain expert in healthcare, but I think of myself as a domain expert relative to implant documentation and implant revenue streams. So taking my software background and loving to automate things, I looked at the implant documentation and implant revenue stream and automated it. So in today's world, in a value stream map in today's world, if that implant's not on contract, not in the item master, not in the charge master file, that can be up to 23 touch points between three departments and five individuals that really have to look at that piece of paper to get it right for that implant case. Okay. Now the deal is with implants is they're very, very random usage. You know, it's not on a preference card. These items are used randomly to fix, you know, if it's a broken bone or if it's a knee replacement, or even over in the cath lab, if it's a pacemaker or an ICD or a stent or a wire, or, you know, in the women's center for certain implants. So when I looked at the process today, and hospitals spend between, I think, 65 and 75% of their expenses go towards implants. Again, whether it's in the cath lab, the OR, the women's center, and it's managed on slips of paper with stickers. So, you know, when a case is completed, a circulating nurse takes those stickers, runs over to the computer, and in the OR, the case was just completed, and documents the charting information for those implants for that patient account. Then she takes that slip of paper and she puts it in the inbox for the charge nurse of that OR. Now, if you go and look at the inbox for that charge nurse, typically it's thick with implant documentation that needs to be completed. The problem the charge nurse has is when she gets that implant write-up, she needs to look in the charge master file, find the right charge number for that implant, click on it to charge that patient correctly. And that's just one big task, you know, for the charge nurse to go through that process. Now, when that piece of paper, that implant write-up, makes it over to purchasing, purchasing needs to review that manual piece of paper with those stickers and identify in the contract the right contract pricing to be able to then create a PO in their materials management system. So I talk about, you know, 23 touch points between three departments and really four or five people that need to touch that piece of paper to get it right every time. What my process does or what my platform does is we've automated all those processes. So all those manual touch points, we've created logic in the back end of our web application for that hospital. So literally when the circulating nurse in the room taps approve on the app, we've automated all those manual touch points to be able to then take that information and automatically update the patient account charges, automatically update the patient account chart, and automatically create a PO in the hospital's materials management system. So pending the level of automation that that provider wants to get to, we can automate the complete process for them now. And I think my domain experience as a supply chain guy at a healthcare system, I saw all the pain points every day that everybody had: patient financial services, circulating nurses, charge nurses, our OR directors, certainly my CFO, patient financial services, the vendor reps that have to chase POs at the end of a case, and the contracts person in a purchasing. So I've taken a really cumbersome manual siloed process, and I've created interoperability between implant vendor contracts, the materials management system for that healthcare system, and the EMR for the healthcare system to completely automate implant documentation for them.
So I'm going to jump in for a minute because you've said so many amazing things, and I've had, again, the opportunity to kind of talk through what you're working on. And I think there's a couple of aspects to this, because I actually don't know if the C-suite, the CFOs know how many problems exist with this bill-only management process. And I think they probably heard, you know, there's some things going on and maybe discussions about how, you know, it's being worked on, it's covered. Now we've got systems in place to ensure charge capture. There's ways to kind of audit that and review it. But there's a couple of things going on. One is anything that's this manual that has 23 touch points is going to have errors, is going to have issues, leakage, and problems. That's just human nature. We can't have that much manual processes and just not have issues. And second is I actually think the problem is whenever we're working in a hospital is much bigger than what is thought of from the C-suite or from leadership. And whether that's, you know, miscellaneous coding in the CDM for new items, if you've got capitated implants and some of those implants may or may not be used in a case, how do you track them? Off contract spend, you talk a lot about it. We talk a lot about it, is a huge problem. You know, if I'm walking into 2022 and I'm a CFO and I've got to pull some levers to see what's the biggest lever for margin improvement, I'm going right to the OR. I'm going right to my implants, to this 55 to 65% of my expenses. And I am tightening up that process. I'm tightening up the cost, the process for charge capture, everything you're going to be speaking about in a little more detail. That would be my number one place. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Healthcare Leadership Experience radio show on Healthcare Now Radio. And I'm Lisa Miller, your host. Today, I'm joined with Jim Furch. He is the founder and CEO of Simplify OR. We're having a great conversation about OR processes and bill-only management and implant cost. And the show is sponsored by Vi Healthcare Consulting, the leading healthcare advisory and analytics firm helping hospitals accelerate their margin improvement goals. Vi has collaborated with healthcare leaders and their teams to accelerate their strategic initiatives and improve their financial performance since 1999. You can learn more about Vi Healthcare on vihealthcare.com. So Jim, I want to talk a little bit about the, you know, return on investment or the investment piece, because hospitals hear capital, technology, they hear costs, and they think, okay, we've just come out of some pretty heavy times with the pandemic, and you know, now we're kind of in that situation again, and we really kind of have to punt any new investments. You know, I'm a big believer in self-funded investments, or investments that you prove they're performance-based or there's a really proven ROI. So can you talk about the return on this investment?
I sure can. Thanks. So in today's world, you can have anywhere from 10 to 25 different implant manufacturers and implant manufacturers reps visiting your ORs or your cath labs or your women's center every month. Each one of those vendor reps have their own way of documenting a case and providing that to your hospital to wade through and charge it correctly and ensure that you're creating a PO to your contract pricing. So what we've done, Lisa, is we've created a provider-driven implant revenue process that ensures implant vendor contract compliance, patient account charging, and charting compliance. There's no manual touch points in our process today. So where you mentioned earlier, you know, we can have meetings, we can look at processes, but over time, those manual processes tend to lax in ways that aren't 100% achieving their goal. When you put a solution in place like Simplify OR, we've actually looked at all the workflows for implant documentation and created automatic workflows to be able to document those cases correctly and get invoices from manufacturers that actually match our PO file, which is contract pricing. So if you look at an ROI with Simplify OR, I talked earlier about a circulating nurse running over to the computer, spending time in that surgery suite, updating the patient account chart, right? Let's say that takes 5 to 10 minutes. Then she walks up to the charge nurse desk and she hands that implant right up off to the charge nurse, who spends all day doing nothing but looking up charge numbers, calling purchasing for a charge number, purchasing, calling the vendor up saying, hey, this isn't the contract pricing. Patient financial services having to create charge numbers. All those manual steps take time. So before I even built this platform, I reviewed a month's worth of orthopedic cases. And what I found, Lisa, is there was huge gaps relative to what was actually those stickers on that implant write-up compared to how that patient account got charged. And there was also gaps relative to what the vendor rep put down on pricing for that implant case versus our contract pricing. So I would say there's, you know, the opportunity when you use my platform is you're ensuring implant vendor contract compliance, and you're ensuring that every implant that gets implanted into that patient, again, whether it's the cath lab, the women's center, or the OR, you're documenting that case to the correct charge number and ensuring that you're capturing all the billable charges for that case.
So I have a couple of thoughts on that. And the ROI, just, you know, whether that's a 10% improvement, 15% improvement. I mean, it could be an improvement on leakage in terms of revenue leakage or missed cost savings because you're off contract or not getting the right pricing. I mean, there's so many ways to kind of pull together an ROI or opportunities. I certainly feel like this is, again, you know, an area as we started 2022 that it should be audited. You know, hospital leaders should really kind of, you know, whether you can do that internally or you want to bring on a company like VI, we could help kind of audit that process to see where those gaps are. And certainly, you know, working with you, Jim, on understanding how a proven technology based on an audit can really improve and close those gaps. You know, I think that's really important because proven technology will help us as we have staffing issues, as the margin constraints continue to kind of challenge us. And, you know, this is an area where you could really, you know, hospitals can really gain some leverage. So I'd be interested in hearing from you some feedback some of your clients give to you, you know, just different things that you might hear. I'm sure, you know, there's a relief, you know, not having to do as much paperwork, or this is all down the back end. I mean, you know, kind of give me some of your frontline experience on what those users say to you once this is put in place in a hospital.
Yeah. It's wonderful feedback. And I think one of the rewards of building this is hearing that feedback. It's really great to hear, you know, the nursing staff talk about, you know, patient care instead of documenting implant cases. It's wonderful to, for my supply chain folks, not to be arguing with vendor reps over costs for implants that were put in last week, right? So all those manual touch points are really benefit the charge nurses, the circulating nurses, because they're not spending that time documenting cases. They can spend that time with more orthopedic cases and more implant cases. And on the flip side of that, Lisa, most of the distributors for implants have phone calls weekly with their regional sales reps. And the reps that used our platform loved it because as soon as the case was completed, when the nurse approved the case on the application, we automatically send a CSV file to the vendor or the distributor or both with the case usage and the contract costs. So there's no arguing back and forth anymore relative to pricing because, like I mentioned earlier, it's a provider-driven process now. It's not driven by implant manufacturers and implant vendor reps. So it's a standardized process that streamlines implant documentation and implant revenue streams and really takes the burden, I would say, off of the charge nurses and circulating nurses to do it right every time, because we literally had meetings every month and reviewed implant write-ups to patient account charges and implant write-ups to POs and invoices, like you would do when you go in and do an audit, right? So I think from a hospital perspective, we loved it because we took all those manual processes and we automated them to really yield back the time in documenting cases back to the providers where they can focus on patient care.
Yeah, and I love the provider-driven process. So, for us at VI, we talk a lot about on the purchase services side that because it's so hard to get to the line item data, it's on the invoices, we're extracting and analyzing and giving that to our hospitals. If they're not using a technology and automated process like we have, they've got to rely on the vendor for the data. And every single time we see the vendor provided data versus the invoice data, it's wrong. There's never, ever been a match. 22 years, it's never been a match. And our thinking here is, and our approach is different. We want a provider-driven data, provider-driven process like you talk about. Hospitals have to be self-reliant with their data. Whether it's payables or what's being consumed, they have to be reliant. And standardizing that process is so important. You're giving hospitals the ability to really control costs, to maximize revenue, because right now they're putting so much effort. I mean, and this is not an indictment of the hospitals. It's just so manual. No one has come up with a solution until you have, and they're just, it's like maintaining failure work, right? It's how do we have all these meetings and touch points and checks and rechecks with people to make sure we're capturing all these opportunities versus let's put in a standardized technology automated process and make it a provider-driven process. So I love that, Jim. And I want to have you back on the show because I want to go a little bit deeper into your work. You're doing some great things. Hospitals are really been able to achieve some great savings and process improvements and really on the revenue side as payers require documentation on implants, you're also making it easier for hospitals to send through proven documentation to payers, managed care payers. So there's so many benefits. And if you can share with the audience as we wrap up today and looking forward to having you back, where they can reach you, Jim, and how they can get a hold of you. I know you're easy to work with. You do some great proof of concept work. You're helping hospitals. Your heart is in the right place. And, I'd love for our listeners to be able to reach out to you.
Well, first off, thanks for your time today, Lisa, and the opportunity to speak with you and your audience. I really do appreciate it. The providers can reach out to me on LinkedIn. They can go to simplifyor.com. Those are two spots I spend a lot of time on, especially LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a great platform to push my message out to the provider base. And again, thank you for your time today.
That was great, Jim. And you are doing some really cool things because you're giving some nice case examples. Folks should really kind of check you out on LinkedIn because you're doing some videos and giving a lot of educational information. And I actually watch them and I love it. You're really providing a great service and technology, and hospitals need it now more than ever. So I'd like to wrap up today's show and thank everyone for listening. We have some great shows coming up in the month of January, February, and March on all kinds of interesting conversations. Next week's show, we're going to be talking about the patient experience. It's going to be a really fascinating new approach on what you might be able to do in your own hospital. Again, you've listened to the Healthcare Leadership Experience radio show on Healthcare Now Radio. I'm Lisa Miller. Look forward to you continuing listening to our show. Thank you.
Thank you for joining Lisa Miller for this episode of the Healthcare Leadership Experience radio show, sponsored by Vi Healthcare Consulting. If you enjoyed the show, subscribe so you can automatically get notified when new shows premiere weekly. Don't forget to leave us a review so more healthcare leaders like you can discover us. This show is on Healthcare Now Radio, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and other major podcast platforms. To reach out to Lisa personally, you can join the conversation on LinkedIn, where Lisa continues to have discussions on the business of healthcare. You can find links to Lisa's other social platforms in the show notes or at vihealthcare.com. The Healthcare Leadership Experience radio show is the Think Differently communication for healthcare leaders, and we are honored to have you tune in. Join us next week for another episode of the Healthcare Leadership Experience radio show.
Hi, this is Leah. You are listening to my mom's podcast, The Healthcare Leadership Experience.
Hi, this is Fernando. If you would like to speak with my mom, just email her.